This is Ray Hanania with another podcast that I hope you will enjoy. Again, you can get information on all my podcasts at thedailyhookah.com. I'm Ray Hanania. Enjoy this one. The bullying of Sharon Branigan. Sharon Branigan, a suburban township politician who made some improper comparisons while arguing about immigration policy, has suddenly become the target of a group of protesters complaining about anti-Muslim and anti-Arab racism. But in their ugly protests, they've turned into bullies who yell, who scream, and who disrespect the image of what Arabs are all about. And the protests are being waged in the shadow of a more sinister politicization of racism in a battle by failed Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle to get even with her much more politically adept rivals. I'm Ray Hanania. This column was published in the Southwest News newspaper group, and I'm going to add even some additional commentary to it. Palos Township Trustee Sharon Branigan made some mildly offensive comments on her personal Facebook page way back in 2015 about Middle Easterners that were less about racism and more about the fears that many Americans in the Southwest suburbs and in America share. It took 2.5 years for Branigan's critics, mostly Muslim activists, to accuse her of anti-Muslim racism, even though she never used the word Muslim or criticized Islam. The timing looks suspicious to me. Something else must be going on that the protesters are not addressing. Branigan is Republican. Palos Township is Republican. The township leadership has openly defied the tax policies of Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, a do-nothing former Democratic machine alderman from Chicago's South Side. Preckwinkle and several Democratic officials have provided support, both financially and politically, to some of the anti-Branigan protesters. Preckwinkle had reason to target Branigan. She hoped Branigan's comments would stymie the opponents of her oppressive 1 cent per ounce soda pop and sweetened beverage tax. In fact, it was the combined support of the Palos Township Republican organization, including Branigan and others who were the foundation of the campaign led by Cook County Board Member Sean Morrison, that ended up blocking the Preckwinkle tax. It's something I will write about more soon. On my website at suburbanchicagoland.com or thedailyhookah.com, I post some of the videos of the protesters and how they act at these public meetings. It's so disturbing and disgusting. Morrison, also the Palos Township Republican committeeman, thwarted Preckwinkle at every turn. Morrison is responsible for leading the nonpartisan Republican and Democratic movement that revoked the soda pop tax imposed by Preckwinkle in July. The fact is that Preckwinkle hates Morrison, is angry with Morrison, and blames Morrison for the fact that her soda pop tax failed. It actually was repealed, and then it was stripped on December 1st. Ironically, the protesters against Branigan began targeting her at the same time that the Preckwinkle-Morrison fight started in July. It is true, Muslims in America and Christian Arabs like myself, whom most Americans think is Muslim — I'm Orthodox Christian from a Bethlehem family raised and confirmed Lutheran — they do face racism and bigotry. But none of Branigan's comments came even close to the intensity of the racist hate that faces Muslims in this country. Branigan was legitimately concerned about this country's failed immigration system, one that Democrats like Preckwinkle and Congressman Luis Gutierrez have exploited for their own personal benefit. If the immigration problem were ever resolved, many of these do-nothing elected officials would have nothing to champion. They really don't want to resolve the immigration problem. They want it to continue because they stand on it and pound their chests. Preckwinkle knows Brannigan, and she immediately bullied Brannigan to step down from her volunteer position on the Cook County Women's Commission. And the word bullied is very appropriate in this controversy. Since July, the protesters have crowded meetings of the Palos Township Board, screaming, yelling, and making threats, demanding that Preckwinkle's foe, Brannigan, resign. Videos of the meetings show protesters yelling and screaming, and they're very disturbing. The irony is that the protesters keep saying, oh, they're not doing anything wrong. It's okay to stand up at a meeting and call people names and threaten them, but it's not okay to question issues involving Middle Eastern people. Such hypocrisy. I know some of the protesters, and most are good people. The truth is that it just pains me to have to criticize them and wonder why they're being led down this path. They're being pushed by extremists who hope to disrupt the township, which spends most of its time providing badly needed services to seniors and homeowners. Palos Township has a phenomenal medical center that provides medical services to the needy. It also has a food depository where the needy can get food. They have huge programs that help seniors, and they do a lot for homeowners. But these protesters, screaming and yelling and making threats, don't care. Despite the disruptive conduct of the protesters, Brannigan and the board have politely allowed each and every protester to speak, even allowing them to take over the meeting. And I urge you, if you want to know how bad these protesters are, watch the videos. Brannigan issued a very strongly worded and sincere apology to the Muslim and Arab community last September. The protesters called it too little, too late. The truth is, it was Brannigan's third apology that they rejected. She had apologized back in July, too. Many of the protesters don't care about racism. They don't care about the township seniors. They don't care about good government. But they do care about politics and avenging Preckwinkle for the shaming she received from Palos Township officials who led the fight to defend the rights of Cook County taxpayers. Muslims and Arabs in this area continue to face discrimination, including the adoption of a state law recently that punishes them if they criticize Israel's abuses of Muslims and Christians in the occupied West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. But that issue, which is right in their backyard, seems to be oblivious to the protesters. They don't care about the real issues. All they want is a quick and easy victory. All they want is to make themselves look good. All they want is to snuggle up to Preckwinkle so maybe Cook County will give them more benefits and more support for their programs. This is all an issue that they should be fighting. Standing up to this legislation in Springfield and similar national legislation that was introduced by Chuck Schumer that would make it a felony and punishable by imprisonment and a fine if you say you boycott Israel's abuses and land theft and illegal settlements. That's outrageous. But you won't see any of them standing up in Governor Rauner's offices or Mayor Rahm Emanuel's offices or even Preckwinkle's offices. They might not get those precious government grants and the support they are used to. I'm Ray Hanania. This is Ray Hanania. I want to thank you for listening to my podcast here at thedailyhookah.com. You can always reach me online or by email. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments. Again, that's thedailyhookah.com. Thank you.